The Lord be with you.
Thank you.
Welcome to Peace Lutheran Church. I'm Pastor Jeremy Lucky, pastor here at Peace Lutheran Church. Welcome to all of you gathered here in the sanctuary, as well as those tuning in to worship with us as well. God's blessings be with you. We pray that our service is a blessing to everyone that listens to God's word read, the words shared in song, the prayers that are offered, and the message that he has for us today. As we start out, I always like to start off with kind of a question to get us going. And the question here would be, what's your favorite inauguration speech of all time? Boy, that's a way to divide the congregation. What not to say? Oh, did the pastor just do that? Well, I Googled that, and it was interesting what came up. Guess who had according to this site, the greatest inauguration speech? It came up as Abraham Lincoln, 1861. I think we can all get on the same page on that one. He gave a rousing speech to kind of unify the country right before. Of course, it didn't work so well, because then guess what happened? Civil War. Well, the worst inauguration speech, William Henry Harrison. Did you listen to that one? Probably not. It was a two-hour-long speech in the midst of snow and cold, and apparently not a lot of people listened to that one. So there you have it. Well, guess what? This morning, the reason why we bring up the inauguration speeches that are famous and important for setting the tone for our United States presidents. Hey, guess who gives their inauguration speech today? Jesus. Luke chapter 4. What's interesting is when he gives his inauguration speech about what he's about, it didn't go well. We'll find out that his own hometown, Jesus was, the people wanted to throw him down a cliff. Yikes. What is that about? But more importantly, what does Jesus want to be about? What does peace want to be about as we think about his inaugural speech in Luke chapter 4, verses 16 through 31? Just a couple of notes today as we begin our service to be thinking about. Next Saturday is a men's breakfast here in our fellowship hall. All the men are invited, no matter what age you are, into the fellowship hall. We gather about 8 o'clock. The breakfast is served at 8:30 a.m. Next Sunday is a healing service. It's the first Sunday of the month, and there's dedicated time right here in the sanctuary at 8:30 for your concerns, joys, burdens, whatever it is, to be uplifted and covered in prayer by the pastor and the elders of Peace Lutheran Church. Everyone's invited to that as well. And then also just a final note that this week, we're compiling everything for the February newsletter, and so be looking for that to come your way, whether digitally or out in the narthex. There's a lot on the horizon at Peace, welcome of new members, the introduction of our church council for the 2024 year, information like that. But guess what starts early this year? Oh my goodness, it's a pastor's nightmare. Guess what? Lent starts February 14th on Valentine's Day. Isn't that fun? Easter this year is March 31st. So our season of celebrating, of really honoring Lent, leading up to Easter, preparing our hearts for the sacrifice of Jesus, one of the ways that we kind of prepare is the fellowship that we have on soup suppers on the Wednesday nights of Lent. We have service, we have a soup supper at 5, followed by a brief service at 6 o'clock. Sally Stouter is organizing the soup suppers. There's bread and there's cookies. Sally, can you raise your hand right in the back, right there? There's Sally in the red. If you have a heart to bring a soup, to bring bread, to bring a dessert, whatever it may be, seek out Sally. And the sign-up will be out on the bulletin board, too, after today, too. So just want to make note of that. Next Sunday is the annual church meeting. It's just a great way to find out what to give thanks for what God has done through each of us this last year, but also to look forward to 2024. The annual report was sent out digitally. I think Dan sent out that report, email. But if you want a hard copy, seek out Dan as well. I think we can make that happen too. So next Sunday is the annual church meeting. Any other announcements to share this morning before we begin? All right, great to see so many people here this morning. Let us be our prayers that we're blessed by Jesus' inauguration speech and the words and prayers and songs that we share together. We're going to begin by asking our choir to lead us with a special song, We Live by Faith. I invite them forward.